You are listening to BensTorah.com.
The Rambam says, when it comes to halachas of Megillah, he says, Kol Sifrei HaNeviim, all the various Sfarim of HaNeviim, we call Ksuvim, and all the Sfarim of Ksuvim, Asidim Libotel Lamois HaMashiach, are destined to no longer be utilized when it comes to the Messianic era. Chutz Mibigilas Esther. The only part of Tanakh that will be left, besides the Chamisha Chumsha Terikot, obviously, but when it comes to Neviim and Ksuvim, the only text that will be left that will be actively utilized by Mois HaMashiach is Megillas Esther. Harehi Kayemes Ki Chamisha Chumsha Tera. It will have an eternal value like the five books of the Torah itself. Ukehilcha Shotera Shabapeh. And like all the halachas contained in our oral law and the Gemaras and Shas, she'einon betelem le'olam, they will never cease to exist. For af al pi, she'kol zichron hatzaros ibatel, even though the zikaron of the tzaros of Klal Yisrael for thousands of years will no longer be taken into consideration, a little they'll be bottled when it comes to Yemos HaMashiach. And he quotes a pasuk in Yeshaya, Ki nishkuchu hatzaros harishonos v'chinistru me'einai, even though, quite obviously, that historical record will no longer be given any consideration. Yemei ha-purim, the concept of what happened by Purim, halachically, hashkafically, historically, lo yavatlu, will never be obliterated from our memory. Shenemar, Uyemei ha-pu'urim ha'ela, lo yavru mitoich ha-yehudim, v'zichram lo yosav mizaram. It's a pasuk contained in the Megillah. The days of Purim will never depart from the Klal Yisrael's community, and the remembrance of what happened will never leave the progeny of Klal Yisrael. So the Rambam Mamish makes a peledika statement, everybody. It's really unbelievable, an unbelievable statement. And the question is, what does the Rambam mean by that? He means to say that for some reason, Megillas Esther and Purim have such an incredible value that even B'mayis HaMashiach, with all the Nisim of Geula that's going to take place then, and the final redemption and the coming of Mashiach, and the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, and the beautiful existence Chazal portray what's going to happen when the Gula takes place, the only historical record outside the Chumash that will be left in place is the Megillas Esther and the Yom Tov of Purim. So I want to share with you today the power of this specific statement, and when you hear the power of what this statement means, and what the Kavana was, in Chazal making this statement, you will understand the answer why the Rambam said what he said. The Rambam is not his statement. He's quoting verbatim a Talmud Yerushalmi that says what the Rambam says. The Rambam is paskening like a Talmud Yerushalmi. Let me share with you now the real interpretation of this Maimon Chazal. So what I want to do now is to answer this question, take you to a Gemara in Masechta Shabbos. On Daf Lamed Aleph, the Gemara tells us in Masechta Shabbos the following information. It says, Omer Rav, Rav says, I want you to know something. B'shar shemachnis en Adam l'din, when people are brought into Shemayim, to Olam Haba, after they leave this world, and they are brought in front of the Beis Din Shemayla to judge exactly what's going to be your life in the world to come, they ask the person various questions when you come in front of the Beis Din Shemayla. Omrim lo, they say to him, Nasata b'muna, did you conduct yourself when it comes to business in an ethical, moral fashion? That's question number one. Question number two, Kavata itim l'Torah, did you set aside time during the week, perhaps each and every day, to learn Torah? Question number three, Asakta Bepiri Rivia, were you involved in bringing children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren into this world Was that something that you found to be important and you participated in? Even, Chazal point out, if you were involved in helping other people find their shidduch and be able to have people get married and produce families, that's also a sakta b'piri of your koi to Chazal. Tzepisa li Yeshua, did you wait for the ultimate redemption to take place? Pilpalta b'chachma, have you done deep analysis in the Chachma Satera? Did you go very deep as you can in your comprehension to understand the deep messages Hashem sending us in the depths of the Torah? These are questions that are asked when you come to Shemayim. And the Gemara says that the most crucial question is, they ask you, do you possess Yiras Hashem, fear of God, reverence for God? And that, Chazal say, is perhaps one of the most important questions. Are you a Yarei Elokim your entire life? These are the questions that are posed when you come up to Olam HaEmes. So of all the questions that are posed over here, I think they're pretty self-explanatory. But the question I want to pose to you right now is, what was the question, Tzipisa LeYeshua? Are you waiting anxiously for the ultimate redemption to take place? What does that expression mean? What are the halachic parameters of Tzipisa LeYeshua? So many years ago when I had learned this Gemara, I was looking for some type of source that wants to give an in-depth analysis of what Tzipisa LeYeshua means. I looked around, I was looking here and looking there, and Baruch Hashem, with Siyata Deshmaya, I finally came across the source that defines this, and the source, believe it or not, is a source called the Sefer Mitzvos Katan. It was a book of halachos, of the Torah, of Tayag Mitzvos, written by one of the Rishonim. His name was Rav Yitzchak Mikorvil. He was one of the French Balei Taisis of the 1200s. And in his Sefer, he deals exactly with this Gemara and explains what the concept is, Tzipisa LeYeshua means. So listen very carefully as I quote what he says, and with it you'll understand what I'm going to be dealing with this morning. He says that if you want to know what Tzipisa LeYeshua means, you want to know what basically the yesod of that. So he says that the following. When Hashem said, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Hotzeisicha Me'eretz Yisrael Mibeis Avadim, that's the first of the Aseres Edibros mentioned in Parshas Yisrael. So Hashem says this is the first mitzvah. It's the mitzvah of Emunah Elokis. And what does that mean? It means we have to believe in who Hashem is, and specifically in the omnipotence and the all-powerfulness of the Ribono Shel Olam. And this is what the Smak says, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. What is it telling us? Shehotzeisicha me'eretz Mitzrayim, I took you out of Egypt. Later, to know, she'osos abar shemayim v'aretz, that God, that entity me, that created the heaven and the earth, going back to the time of the beginning of time of the world in which the human beings live now, hu levado moshel ma'ila mata b'dal ruchas, Hashem has total control in the entire universe, in all directions. Anoich Hashem Elokecha, v'yedata hayom, v'hashevois levecha, k'Hashem hu Elokim, that God is the only God, v'shamayim ma'al, and the heavens above, oretz mitachas, and the earth below. Chazal say you should realize, therefore, I'm the Rabbeinu Shalom, who does everything from b'riyas ha'olam, in general, and literally the creation and supervision of Klal Yisrael from the time of antiquity to the present. I am the one who totally is in charge of divine providence on a very high level. For my Amha Nivcha, Ani Hashem Elokecha, that not only did I take you out of Egypt from being avodim, Eshbra Motos Ulchem, I broke any yoke of servitude from you. Oilech Eschem Kamimuyos allowed you to go out as free men. And therefore, if that's the case, Kedai Shetaminu Bi, you should therefore believe in me. Shini Yochel Asas Kol, I could do anything that has to be done. Anything that has to be done, no matter how many miracles have to be performed to accomplish my help and salvation for the Jewish people, you have to believe, mitzuvananu to believe, b'geula hashleima, not only of the gulas, the redemptions of the past, but the ultimate redemption, ha'asiga, that's going to take place in the future, ayde Hashem yisbarach, and this is basically a concept that Hashem has the capacities to do whatever he says, whenever he wants, in any type of context. There's nothing in the world that can stop the Rabbeinu Shalom. There's no other deity that can literally prevent me from accomplishing what I want to accomplish. They ask a person, it's a piece of the Yeshua. What they're saying is that you have to therefore make a statement to the Bezin Shamayla that my entire life I believe Be'emunah Shleima that the Rabbeinu Shalom has the ability to fulfill every promise he made to us in all of the Chumash and all of the Tanakh, whatever is involved in the ultimate Geula, with Kibbutz Galus, with returning Klal Yisrael to Eretz Israel, with the rebuilding of the Beis Hamikdash, and all the beautiful promises that are made of what's going to happen when it comes to the ultimate, ultimate time of redemption, as it relates, technically speaking, to the concept of what's going to be when it comes to the ultimate redemption, we should realize that the Rabbeinu Shalom controls it all. He takes care of it all. He controls it all. And if that's the case, the Rabbeinu Shalom has the capacity, halacha lamasa, to guarantee all the promises he made to us. So we say, when we believe the concept of Tzipisa Yeshua, what this basically means is we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whatever promises you made to Klal Yisrael, when it comes to all the promises you give to Klal Yisrael, I want you to know, I believe Be'emunah Shleima that you have the capacity to accomplish all of this. I have no doubt whatsoever that these things will be fulfilled. And therefore, one of the basic parts of our ultimate connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not only just to believe, but to lay down, to know with certainty, based upon my analysis of Torah and analysis of world and Jewish history, that all that Hashem said is going to be, is going to be. Whatever he promises is going to happen. Whatever Hashem says, we believe it's going to take place. So this Emuna Elokis, with all its ramifications, is therefore in the question, see, peace of Yeshua, were you such a maimon to believe in redemption under all circumstances, no matter how the situation might look now, how bad the situation might be? Did you maintain that emunah to the last minute of your life in this world? And you have to answer, yes, 100%. I have no doubt whatsoever in the belief of all that Hashem promises to do and the power that he has, the omnipotence to carry all of that out. Now, once you understand what that expression means, we come now to the next question. And that is the following. When it comes to the texts that the Samach brings, of Gavril brings, for the backup of this concept of Tzibisul Yeshua, he's bringing the events that took place when it comes to Yitzias Mitzrayim and Kriyas Yamsuf, and what happened in the Midbar with Anani HaKavod and the Be'er Mayim and the Man Min HaShamayim. We're dealing with tremendous miracles, L'mayla Miderech HaTeva, above natural law, superseding natural law, Agilui HaShechina, Hashem's miracles are open miracles, everybody can see it, everybody knows. This is Me'es Hashem Hoyos HaZos, this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In Mitzrayim, they saw the Etzbel Kim on the Yam, they saw the Yad of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no question of what Klal Yisrael witnessed from that specific tekufa. So when you're in a situation that you're living in a tekufa where there's gila hapanim and open miracles, and lamayla mederech hateva is the normal thing that's taking place, that I have to be a tzipisa, be Yeshua, and therefore believe it's going to continue that way under those types of conditions, is something quite obviously that's obvious and something we shouldn't question. But the problem we are going to ask now, but what happens if you're not living in a tekufa with a zgila hapadim and nisim lamayla mederech hateva? And we're not seeing open miracles taking place in the Yad Hashem manifest in the eyes of all of mankind. But we're living in a tekufa because of our averos of hester panim, where we don't see Hashem so easily. And all the things that are happening to us are concealed in natural law. We have tremendous things happening that seem to be a very serious situation as it faces the Jewish people. Anti-Semitism is rising from all sides. The threat to annihilate Klal Yisrael is being articulated by all the anti-Semites that exist in society at large. In this type of environment, you ask yourself, can I really say, see, PC, be Yeshua? I have no question, everything's going to turn out wonderful. It's not the same context of what Klal Yisrael experienced in the Tekufa of Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is, according to Marie Kovil, the source from which the CPC is dealing. Remember what happened then? It's going to happen now. But we're not living in a Tekufa with those types of Gila Hashchina, with the concept of open miracles, that are each and every day. So what happens in a Tekufa that we have a Hester upon him, and we're conflicted with Tzaras day and night? Jews are being killed in all different types of contexts. We have riots taking place. And we've been threatened by nations who have ballistic missiles and perhaps even atomic weapons. They're going to eradicate us. What do we do now? So the answer to this question, listen carefully, is based upon the Gemara in Masechet Sanhedrin on Daf Tzadiches. The Gemara brings down on the bottom of the page, based upon the pasuk in Yeshayahu HaNavi, where Yeshayahu HaNavi, when it comes to redemption, he has two-word expression, Be'ita Achishena. The Gula will take place in its time. The Gula will take place even before its time, even quicker. And the Gemara says on that expression in Yeshayahu HaNavi that this is not a contradiction, but what the Chazal of Imaramis in the Pasuk from Yeshayahu HaNavi is that Hashem set up a system going back to the beginning of the creation of Klal Yisrael, that the ultimate redemption of the Jewish people at the end of time have two possible modes of actual fulfillment. One is called a Gula Shezachu, a Gula that we're worthy to get. And that type of gula, the Gemara describes, is a very miraculous, supernatural type of gula. A gula very similar to the miracles we experienced at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the openness of Hashem's divine hand, Espelo Kimi, God's fingers, God's hand. The whole world, Jew and Goy alike, are able to see the omnipotence of Hashem on a very, very open level. Nisim Nikloyim, Hashem is taking the lead in all the activities, saving the Jewish people, Aniva LaMalach. Hashem is doing them, even the things that were inflicted upon Egypt. We say in the Haggadah, so Hashem did it. I didn't send any angels to carry out my shlichus. I did it b'chvoido u'b'atzmai. So that's a gula shezachu, but Klaus only can have that type of gula if we're all spiritually worthy, if the majority of Klaus are tzaddikim, sidkanyos, we're observing Torah mitzvahs, we're meisa nefesh on behalf of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we've shown that mesiras nefesh, how intense it is amongst the masses of Klaus throughout the world, that we're zoich to such a miraculous, speedy, and supernatural type of gula. However, the Gemara says there's another mode of gula, a gula of lozachu, a gula that will ultimately have to come be'ita at the time Hashem has designated as the last period in time in world history that the gula can take place. It's going to be a gula that, because of the lack of Torah observance of the majority of Jews around the world who never have assimilated and acculturated, we don't have the zechuyos to have the miracles that we see in a gula shezachu. In a gula shelazachu, if there are miracles, they're going to be hidden miracles, nisim nistarim. It's going to be a very difficult type of redemption. There's going to be a certain amount of definite pain. The Gemara compares it as a poor person riding on a donkey. You're going to have a lot of bumps in the road, and you're going to feel a lot of bumps in the road. A lot of ups, a lot of downs, going forward, going backwards. But there's one other dimension of gula shelazachu. It's going to be facilitated by Hashem giving the non-Jewish leaders of the world, leading personalities, the impetus to help the Jews return to Eretz Israel and rebuild Eretz Israel and once again develop a full-fledged Jewish homeland and all its ramifications. That's called Bechazal, the Rishian HaMalchus, with the help and permission and with the ultimate power that's given to us by the leading Goyish nations of the world who feel a chavivus for the Jewish people and for Eretz Israel to help facilitate that redemption. Chazal say, if you want to see an example of Gula Shelazachu in world Jewish history, look at the way we got out of Persia during the Tekufa when the miracle of Purim took place. Just think about it for a couple of minutes. We were in a situation where you had a member of, unfortunately, Amalek, Haman, trying to cause a decree through the head of the Persian Empire, that was the most powerful empire on the face of the earth at that point in time, a decree of genocide against all of Klal Yisrael, men, women, and children. And what happened was, is despite the situation looking so glim, the ramifications of such a gezeirah taking place to kill men, women, and children, and babies, the Rabbanu Shaman Yisrael Klal Yisrael do our tshuva, and we showed our devotion and dedication to rededicate ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Knesset Yehudim, the Jews came together and had an achdus amongst themselves. They show a spiritual drive to better themselves and return to Hashem. Hashem says, if you return to me, I'll return to you. V'napachu. The whole situation was turned around. And at the end, another gezerah was issued. But this time for the Jews to have the mandate and the ability, with the support of the Malchus of Paras, to defend themselves, to kill any guy, any anti-Semite that wanted to kill them. They now have the power given to them by Malchus Paras to literally eradicate our adversaries, which the Megillah tells us we did. But not only did Persia do that for us, but later on, the Melech of Daryavish number 2, who supposedly was the son of Achashverosh, helped the Jews return to rebuild by Yesheni. He gave us the wealth, the material wealth we need to accomplish this. He gave us the geopolitical control over Eretz Israel's territory to go back, and he prevented the Goyish world who tried to prevent us from returning to Eretz Israel, who tried to hamper this. He basically gave us the ability, militarily and otherwise, to be able to prevent them from preventing us from returning and rebuilding Eretz Israel in the Makam HaMikdash. He even gave us materials to build the Beis HaMikdash, so the return from Persia, from the events of Purim to Eretz Israel, was with Rishian HaMalchus, with the support of the leading major nations of the world at large. In this case, it was Persia. They helped us militarily. They helped us with the physical materials we need, with the political support. And Baruch Hashem, that geula allowed the Bayis Sheni to take place with the building of the second Beis HaMikdash, etc. But that's called the geula shelazachu. Because if you look very carefully in the Megillas Purim, Megillas Esther, there's something quite fascinating. It's so different than the text of the Chumash describing the Geula of Mitzrayim, and the basic difference is, it's very obvious. In the Chumash, when it comes to talking about all the things that happened to us, Hashem's name is mentioned continuously. The open miracles of the hand of Hashem.
You are listening the finger to BensTorah.com.
People saw with open eyes the miracles taking place for the Jewish people. When you read the Oz Yashir, everybody in the world saw and heard of the miraculous exodus that took place for the Jewish people that period of time. Sojourning in the Midbar with miracles of bread coming down from heaven. A Be'er Mayim, a water well that moved with the Jews and supplied water for millions of people in the Midbar. Ananya covered clouds of glory protecting us from harm, from wild animals, from creatures in the Midbar. It was an incredible tekufa where Hashem's name is mentioned and miracles are mentioned. It was the tekufa Gilei HaPanim. When it comes, however, to the tekufa of our miracle of Purim, Hashem's name is not mentioned in the Megillah from beginning to end, not explicitly. And therefore, the miracles that took place, in retrospect, you were able to see them, but they were hidden miracles. Nisim Nistarim. It was a period of Hestapanim, a period where, unfortunately speaking, in that period, it was difficult to see any good prospects for the future. For a period of time, the Jews thought they were finished. When the first Gezerah between Achashverosh and Haman went out, that at a certain date, the destruction of the Jewish people, of the empire of Persia, was going to be actually authorized by the Persian government. Can you imagine the pandemonium going on at that point in time? The feeling of helplessness and hopelessness, what's going to be with us? But Hashem, who watches over us, whether openly or in a hidden fashion, with either a gilui upon him or a hest upon him, Hashem is watching us as he promised, going back to the Bris HaBesarim, Ani Magen, I'm going to be your shield to watch you, protect you, to prevent from the Jews ever undergoing Chas V'Shalom, an entire genocide of all the men, women, and children. You're going to have an eternal existence. People will not be able to kill you and destroy all of the Jews. That's not going to be a possibility. That intense Ashgacha Pratis, when it came to Purim, we were able to see a Gula Shel Hazacha, what that means. And if that's the case, Chazal tell us, when it comes to Tzipisa LeYeshua, you have to hope for redemption. We don't know at the end of days whether we're going to have a Gula Shazachu with open miracles, with open Ashgacha Pratis, with Nisim Galuyim, or are we going to be in a period like by the Persian Geula of Nisim Nistarim, hidden miracles, seeing things in retrospect, seeing things happen for the positive at the end. But it would not be so open that people see the Yad Hashem and see open miracles confirming that Hashem's involved in doing everything openly. There's going to be a governmental authorities of the world at large helping us at the end of time, like the Gula of Persia, Rishon Yamalchus. These are two types of Gulas, one Shezachu, one Shelo Zachu. Both have a halachic, hashkafic requirement of Tzipisa LeYeshua, to believe one way or another, whether we deserve it or not, whether we're Zolcha or not Zolcha, Hashem says the Gula is going to take place, it's going to take place, and all the ramifications to accomplish that Gula, and bringing us back to Eretz Yisrael, and Kibbutz HaGolias, and rebuilding our third Beis HaMikdash, the Mashiach coming, and literally all the brachas that are going to take place at that time, they're all going to be fulfilled. It doesn't make a difference whether it's an concept of Gula Shel Zachu, Gula Shel Lo Zachu, both have that haftacha of coming through and taking place based upon the Gemara's pasuk of Be'ita Chishena, stated by Yeshayo HaNavi. Both Gulas have already been put into place. Which one it will be? will depend upon the spiritual level of Klal Yisrael at that specific point in time. I want to make a notation to you that the Ramban in Chumash at the end of Parshas Bo makes a quite interesting statement. What the Ramban says, why is it that the Rabbanei Shalom spent so much time in the Chumash highlighting the Nisim Geluyim of Yitzias Mitzrayim? So much of the miracles are mentioned and spelled out in the Chumash. What's the purpose? Why is there a mitzvah of Zikaron of Yitzias Mitzrayim with all these miracles? So says the Ramban, once you believe in open miracles from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as are demonstrated by Yitzias Mitzrayim, Nisim Geluyim, once you believe that Hashem has such divine control over the natural universe and the natural world, that he can manipulate what he wants to facilitate and preserve his Am HaNivra Klal Yisrael against all odds, once you see that with open miracles, that shall then lead you to believe that everything that happens to the Jew, whether it's open miracles or hidden miracles, Hashem is in control. The whole world, if you think about it, the Ramban says, really runs upon God's divine guidance and support. God is mechadish b'chol yom tov ma'aseh bereishis. Even if the universe continues to exist, it's Hashem who's pushing his divine buttons to make sure that the natural law of world existence continues each and every day, despite what's happening here below. He's in control. And therefore, since he can manipulate natural law, sometimes he'll do open miracles. Many times he'll end up being hidden miracles. So when you say the modem three times a day in the Shemona Esrei, you're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for our entire existence, because everything in our life, at the end of the day, even the way our body functions and the health of our body and the healthy functionality of our body and all that we're involved with, are hidden miracles of Hashem, at least many times open miracles as well, to show that Hashem is in control of everything, and Nisim Nistarim can be derived from Nisim Geluyim. Everything's a miracle when it comes to explaining human existence, and especially Klal Yisrael's existence, against all odds in this world. Everything that happens to us is a miracle by Hashem. Whether we see it or not openly depends upon our spiritual level. If we're Zocha, we see open miracles. If we're not that Zocha, we see hidden miracles in retrospect. But this is part of the Emunah Sedeos that Klaios are supposed to have. Now once you hear that, and you understand this specific concept, this now brings us back to going back to the question, answering the question. If that's the case, what we have over here is the following answer to the question that I posed before. What is so significant and unique about the Yom Tov of Purim and the Megillas Esther, etc., etc.? Why does it have to have eternal remembrance, eternal codification, that of all the Nevi'im Ksuvim, this is the one that's going to be actively read even in that Tekufa at the end of days? And what is that? That's what the Rambam is quoting from the Yerushalmi. So this is the answer that is given. When it comes to the Tanakh, starting with the Chumash and going into Nevi'im and Kesuvim, most of the narratives in this text, where the Chumash is talking about open miracles, and what happens when you listen to Hashem and observe what He wants you to do, and what happens to you if you don't observe what Hashem says, what happens in open miracles, in punishment to Klal Yisrael. When you have the Chumash talking about this hashkafically and halachically, what most Nevi'im Ksuvim do is elaborate with examples in later Jewish history to demonstrate the narrative of the Chumash. Hashem says, if you do good, this is what's going to happen to you. If you do bad, this is what's going to happen to you instead. The Nevi'im and Ksuvim basically verified this in thousands of years of Jewish history, confirming all the promises of open Hashgacha Pratis mentioned in the Chamishei Chumshei Torah. However, when it comes to discussing the promises of good and bad, when you're not in a state of Gila Hapanim, with open miracles, open Hashraka Pratis. But you're in a state of Hester Panim. You don't see Hashem so openly. And many miracles that take place, you see it's a nest only retroactively. You can't see it openly happening at the time the miracle is taking place. In retrospect, you can see it's the Yad Hashem. In that Tekufa, the only one of the Nevi'im, of the Ksubim, that emphasizes this and demonstrates this in actual world history narrative is Megillas Esther. Megillas Esther is that part of Nevi'im and Ksubim that show us what it means to have a Gula Shelo Zachu. The rest of Tanakh tell us what happens if you Zocha for Gula Shezachu. What Megillas Esther does, different than the rest of Navach, and even what the Torah doesn't talk about openly, is what happens if we're in a state of Hester HaPanim, and therefore the Nisan that are taking place are Nisan Nisparim. The Yad Hashem is not seeing that openly, but nevertheless redemption and Geula takes place. The Megillah that documents that and proves it and shows the intensity of Hashem's Hashgacha protest, even in such a low state of lo zachu, the Megillah that demonstrates this is Megillas Esther. So the Chumash itself, lo asid lavai, which talks about the gulish zachu on a very high spiritual level, that will be continued and read b'maisa Mashiach. But when it comes to the other parts and Vim Ksuvim, which are merely a repetition and an explanation and demonstration of that, they don't have to be opened and read anymore. But when it comes to Purim, which demonstrates the Avtoch of Hashem, that even if you're not Zaycha, you'll still have me watching you and taking care of you and preserving you and fulfilling my promises, to show that Tzepisa B'Yeshua applies not only to an open Gula of Zachu, but applies to a Gula that's Behesta Parim Shalo Zachu. The only part of Tanakh that teaches you with an open text of a narrative and tells us an historical record is Megillas Esther, and that's one of the major themes of Purim. Therefore, the Rambam says, if that's the case, well, us and Lavo, when the Mashiach comes, and it's the end of days, and Jewish history from that point on will be a very, very upbeat Jewish history to the end of time, with all the miracles of redemption taking place. When that period takes place, the Chamisha Chumshei Torah are basically representative of what's going to be happening then at that specific period of time. We'll once again see open miracles in the Yad Hashem and tremendous things taking place in a positive Gila Panim format. But to not forget Hashem's ability to do the same thing when we're not Zocha, to show that's a piece of Yeshua, we'll still have a mitzvah to observe the Yontif of Purim, and a mitzvah to quite obviously still continue to read Megillas Esther, to show that when Hashem promises in the Bris Bein HaBesarim, He'll preserve us and He'll redeem us and take care of us to the end of time. Megillas Esther shows the application of that even below Zochu, so that with the Chumash will be the text we'll be reading B'mais HaMashiach and afterwards, to demonstrate the Gula Shezochu, Gula Shelo Zochu, coming biyachad under the same hashgach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu for eternity. That's why Megillas Esther and Purim are so significant and they're so important. I want to mention to you that hashgachically and halachically, when it comes to Purim and the Megillah, there are other significances that are important why we want to read the Megillah and also celebrate Purim. Chazal tell us, number one, that when Klal Yisrael did tshuva and returned to Hashem, it says, Kimu Masha Kiblu, Kavar. They took upon themselves once again what they already were Mekabel, going back to Harsina. When Hashem gave us the Torah, and he asked Klal Yisrael, well, we want to accept it, we said, Nasa Benishma, we want to accept it. But Chazal say there was one problem. The Maral Miprak says that since Klal Yisrael saw the open divine presence of Hashem at Har Sinai, it wasn't just Amun Elokis at that point in time, it was Yedias Elokis, they were able to hear Hashem speak to them, they saw Hashem's divine presence on whatever level of Nevuah they were placed momentarily. So when they accepted it, you could Taina, how could they not accept it since they saw Hashem so openly to them? So it's as if they were coerced to accept, because you can't deny something you see with your eyes and you feel with all of your senses. So it was like a coerced, go to the Har Gigigas. However, later on, when it came to Purim, we were in a state of Hester upon him. And despite the fact you couldn't see Hashem so openly, and the oppression and anti-Semitism was growing each and every day in the world in which they lived, and the hope for the future, we didn't see at that time all the greatness of what's going to happen in the future, at least openly, to still say we're now confirming our acceptance to Har HaSinai, even though there's no open expression of Hashem's existence that's apparent to us, like by Har Sinai. You no longer have coercion to accept the Torah. Kima Mashakibla Gavada say we're now confirming, now, under Hester Panim, Achiv of Kabbalah Satira, and in retrospect, what we're saying to the world, even when we accepted the Har Sinai, you might tell you we were coerced. We'd be Mekayim Mashakim Kvada. When we said that time, not Seven Ishva, we didn't just say it because we see Hashem openly, but we're confirming. We were Maminim and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Our ideas Hashem only made even stronger, but even if we didn't see Hashem, we would have accepted the Torah, so they were Mekayim Mashakim Kvar. It was a confirmation that all of their Avedis Hashem, beginning from the beginning to this point in time, was L'Shem Shemayim, and don't be choshed us otherwise. So Purim also gives a different flair in a level of Amunus Elokis and belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Going back to Kabbalah Satira, it was a retrospective confirmation of what they felt at Har Sinai being once again accepted and reaffirmed when it came to the Tekufa of Purim, even though it was the Tekufa of Hester Panim. It also, Purim, and quite obviously the Megillas Esther teaches us the power not only of Shmiras Torah v'Mitzvais, but the power of Klal Yisrael's Achdus. K'nois Kol HaYehudim, one of the Tzivuyim that Esther gave to Mordechai, you want us to succeed and overpower our adversaries. Bring all the Jews together. Bring an Achdus to the Jews. If Jews have an Achdus, that alone brings the Mashiach. One of the proofs to this is the pasuk we say in the last pasuk of the Torah, Vayhi b'shur melach, when will it be a melach Mashiach in Klal Yisrael? V'sasef Rosh Yom Yachid Shifti Yisrael, when there's an achdus amongst the leadership of Klal Yisrael and amongst all the members of Klal Yisrael, that will bring Malchus, the melach HaMashiach. So achdus is a crucial concept that is contained as the highlight of the completion of the miracle that took place at the time of Megillas Esther when it comes to Yontav Purim. That's why you will notice in the Mitzvahs Hayom, we don't just read the text of Megillas Esther, but there are a lot of mitzvahs that relate to chesed, kindness, and connectivity between us and our fellow Jew. The mitzvah of Shalach Manos, sending presents and food to our fellow Jews to be able to observe the Sudas Purim, by making sure every Jew has what they need by the concept of what? Of the halacha of Shalach Manos. The Matanos Levyon also to facilitate every poor people to have the monetary resources to buy what they need for the purposes of celebrating the Yom Tov of Purim. This tremendous chesed that was part of the kapara of Klal Yisrael, and therefore Chazal tell us one of the major segulos of the continuity of Klal Yisrael and the ultimate salvation of Klal Yisrael is the concept of the performance of chesed. Ben Adam Lechavero, V'hafti L'recha Kamocha, K'nais Kol HaYehudim. That's why Chazal say, and the Rambam says this, so when it comes to the ultimate redemption, the fact that Jews will be once again meticulous in observance of Torah and mitzvahs, and will be active in the acts of tzedakah v'chesed, those are the guarantees that the Mashiach will come, that the ultimate redemption will take place, and all the brachas mentioned in the Torah concerning the ultimate redemption will be fulfilled. Purim, as well as the Megillas Esther, is the guarantee that under all circumstances, whether Zachu lo Zachu, the promises will be fulfilled, the Yeshua's Klal Yisrael will take place, and the eternity of Klal Yisrael Netzach Litzachim, by Hashem's promise of him being a Magain, will be seen openly, B'Bis Mashiach Tzakenu Amein V'Yamein. This is the power of Megillas Esther. This is the power of the Yom Tov of Purim, and that's why the Rambam says, "B'shem the Yerushalmi." This will never be forgotten. This will be eternally realized and remembered at Seif Kol HaYamim for eternity. Have a wonderful day, a wonderful Simchas Purim. Enjoy it, participate, come together with other Yidden and celebrate who we are with the Amanivcha, with all the promises Hashem gave us in the past, in the present, in the future. Let's hope and wait to see the ultimate redemption.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.